Welcome in, Angela, joining us on behalf of Community Connections. Angela, good to see you back in the studio today.
Good morning.
How's it been going for you?
Good. Really good.
Are you enjoying the fall temperatures or missing the summer temps?
I love fall.
Do you?
Yep. I start to thrive in fall.
So. I don't know many people that don't enjoy fall.
I don't like raking leaves.
I would agree with that. It's kind of, I was thinking about this yesterday. It's the time of the year where I need to cut the, I need to mow the yard, but not so much to cut the grass as to get a good start on picking up the leaves. Makes the cleanup a little bit easier.
Right.
The mower will pick up a lot of it at least.
I'm in that, when do I shut my sprinklers off phase, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of a tricky time of the year, that's for sure, for all of those good things.
But.
With the mentoring program for Community Connections, though, things are definitely in full swing, obviously, with kids back into the classroom, mentors and mentees going at it for a number of weeks now during the school year.
Yeah. We've had a lot of fun things going on. We had Mid Plains Community College had us out to see a volleyball game a couple weeks ago. That was really great. Every time I go out there and watch the sporting events, I think, wow, we're really lucky to have this here in our community. And it's a great opportunity for kids in our program to go out and just be in the college environment. And and then a few nights later, Walmart DC had us come out and had a private tour.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
I bet there was a lot of great information with that.
Yeah. That was a great experience for, I mean, kids and mentors, right?
Oh, sure.
But
I'm kind of jealous. I'd like to be in on a tour like that.
Yeah, I know. and just to look and see, like, you know, the whole thing about how does food get to our local store and to, you know, and then this is a potential job for these, you know, kids someday.
Sure.
And, like, to experience what's out in our community. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of some of the things we're trying to do over this next year is, you know, if there's somebody else that has a great business they'd love for us to come tour, please give me a call.
And the thing that I think is so unique about the Walmart DC is that's something that a lot of kids probably aren't aware that we have in our community. It's not something you're going to drive by a whole lot unless you live on that side of town or do business out on that side of the town, too, because it's not a high traffic area for the average individual. It's far enough in the rearview mirror that, you know, kids don't remember when we were making the push to get the DC and we were able to get it here.
Exactly. So. It's just always been there. And it's such an interesting thing. This is my second time to get to do it. So
cool.
It's always interesting when you go out there and see how huge the place is.
Yeah.
And
it's even bigger on the inside than what it looks like from the outside. And it looks pretty big from the outside.
Exactly. Exactly. You're like, wow.
Yeah. So what else have the mentors and mentees been doing then, Angela?
The end of this month or on the 23rd, I wanted to open this up to for anybody that's maybe interested in knowing more about the mentoring program or thinks that their kids could benefit from the mentoring program to come out to the Salvation Army on the 23rd, and we're doing a pumpkin carving activity.
Oh, cool.
We're doing that in partnership with Hope Esperanza again, and so we'll, you know, as long as we have pumpkins, they'll come and get a pumpkin and carve it.
That's awesome.
One of the things that, one of the first years that I was doing this job, I had a mentor who was telling me that her and her mentee had carved pumpkins. And she said, she was so surprised. She goes, my mentee's never carved a pumpkin.
She is
in like fifth grade and she's never carved a pumpkin. And I just think about that story a lot when I think about just how simple of an activity that you can just share with a child that, you know, that wasn't their culture really to do that. So, but what a fun thing. And then I had a mentor a couple years ago who had never carved a pumpkin.
Really?
And so just kind of a fun experience, like mentors and mentees are all learning and getting to do new things together.
I think that brings up a good point, too, where it's an opportunity to share some traditions that you've created or maybe some family traditions and learn some more about some new ones as well. You know, the pumpkin carving's big for some families, other families, not so much. So that's an example of, you know, bring some of these big traditions that you remember doing as a kid that you've enjoyed to your mentee and see if it's something that they've done before us and something they enjoy even.
Right. Or just the different ways in which you do it.
Yeah.
And you get to go, oh, hey, I never thought of doing it that way.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I'm glad that you brought up the fall activities, because I was just thinking fall is probably one of the best times of the year to be a mentor or a mentee, because there's so many great things to do throughout our community. The pumpkin patches, all the fall festivals that we have going on. And then if you've got some of the older mentees, maybe some of the haunted opportunities too that
right?
we have.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just tons of stuff going on in our community. And the other night there was the Game and Parks had the storytelling at the Scouts Rest Ranch. Mm-hmm. And so just a lot of wonderful things. Our library is doing amazing things.
Yeah.
So lots of opportunities there for mentoring pairs to go. And so many things you can do free.
Yeah.
Low cost.
Yep.
And
free or next to nothing, too. Mm-hmm. And is it once a quarter Community Connections provides an opportunity for mentors and mentees to do something like the volleyball? Or
oh, we do at least 2 to 3 activities a month.
A month.
That are
cost
for mentoring pairs
like
to attend.
Like the volleyball program, like we talked about.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Once a month, we're going over to Nebraska Athletic Club and working out with Tommy V. So that's a fun thing. He's letting mentoring pairs come work out in the gym.
Oh, cool.
Just routinely, and that's wonderful too. So that's a great bonding opportunity.
Absolutely. And especially great to start that about this time of year too, where you need to be working out more indoors than outdoors anyway.
Right. So, and you know, you're encouraging each other. Maybe, you're like me and you find it hard to get yourself to the gym.
Sometimes you need that accountability.
So, it can be an accountability partner. So,
absolutely.
Or make it more fun just to go. And
how many mentees do you currently have waiting for mentors?
We have 5 kids waiting. I have about 3 applications on my desk that I haven't met with yet. So about 8 kids total.
Okay. That's not too bad.
No.
Single digits at least. But
it's not. It's been really manageable, and I appreciate that we've just had a nice steady intake of new mentors coming in to match up with kids. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And when we talk about the mentors, what kind of individuals are you looking for, Angela?
I love having just such a diverse group of people.
It's
so fun for me. But, just people who are caring, people who want to see good things for our community, people who can give 4 hours a month to hang out with a kid. And
only 4 hours a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to stop at the 4 hours.
No,
but
it
that's
doesn't.
The minimum.
It doesn't. And, you can do those 4 hours almost just in attending group activities.
Yeah.
But I have some mentors who don't attend the group activities, and they do it because they find something they just enjoy doing together. And so that's perfectly fine. Those are not required. They're there just to support mentoring pairs. So.
And it's good to get some ideas from those two and talk to other mentors, either current or previous mentors, about some ideas, pick their brains, get some ideas. And you're always available too to brainstorm ideas.
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of our activities come from mentors or kids saying, hey, can we do this? I have a kid right now who just keeps asking me to go do a hot air balloon activity. That one I'm having a hard time. I'd love to be able to do that for him, but
that'd be a little tricky. Angela, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
If somebody's interested in hearing this, to give me a call. You can call me at 308-696-0975.
And even though there are some mentees currently waiting for mentors, if there's somebody out there that's interested in becoming a mentee, they could still apply right now and be added to that stack.
Absolutely. So, call me for that. Go talk to your school counselor. Come down to the pumpkin carving activity on October 23rd at 2 o'clock.
What a great opportunity. Want to mention as well that I think we did last month that Community Connections is currently hiring, so folks could still apply and join the team at Community Connections.
Yep, we'd love that too.
Awesome. Angela, always good to see you in the studio. Appreciate the time. Appreciate all the great work you do for our community, especially for the youth.
All right. Thank you so much.